Heaven is a World of Love, by Jonathan Edwards' work, Charity and Its Fruits. Love never fails, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, and when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. The doctrine that I would draw from the text is that heaven is a world of love. The apostle speaks in the text of a state of the church when it is perfect in heaven, and therefore a state in which the Holy Spirit shall be more perfectly and abundantly given to the church than it is now on earth. But the way in which it shall be given, when it is so abundantly poured forth, will be in that great fruit of the Spirit, holy and divine love, in the hearts of all the blessed inhabitants of that world, so that the heavenly state of the church is a state that is distinguished from its earthly state, as it is that state which God has designed especially for such a communication of His Holy Spirit, and in which it shall be given perfectly. Whereas in the present state of the church, it is given with great imperfection. And it is also a state in which this holy lover charity shall be, as it were, the only gift or fruit of the Spirit, as being the most perfect and glorious of all, and which, being brought to perfection, renders all other gifts that God was wont to bestow on His church on earth needless. The cause and fountain of love in heaven is in that the God of love Himself dwells in heaven. Heaven is a palace or presence chamber of the High and Holy One, whose name is Love, and who is both the cause and source of all holy love, God. Considered with respect to His essence, is everywhere. He fills both heaven and earth, but yet He is said in some respects to be more especially in some places than in others. He was said of old to dwell in the land of Israel, above all other lands, and in Jerusalem, above all other cities of that land, and in the temple, above all other buildings in the city, and in the Holy of Holies, above all other apartments of the temple, and on the mercy seat over the Ark of the Covenant, above all other places in the Holy of Holies. But heaven is His dwelling place above all other places in the universe. And all those places in which He was said to dwell of old were but types of this. Heaven is a part of creation that God has built for this end, to be the place of His glorious presence, and it is His abode forever. And here will He dwell, and gloriously manifest Himself to all eternity. And this renders heaven a world of love, for God is the fountain of love, as the sun is a fountain of light. And therefore the glorious presence of God in heaven fills heaven with love, as the sun, placed in the midst of the visible heavens in a clear day, fills the world with light. The apostle tells us that God is love, 1 John 4, verse 8. And therefore, seeing He is an infinite being, it follows that He is an infinite fountain of love. Seeing He is an all-sufficient being, it follows that He is a full, overflowing, and inexhaustible fountain of love, and that He is an unchangeable and eternal being. He is an unchangeable and eternal fountain of love. There, even in heaven, dwells the God from whom every stream of holy love, yea, every drop that is or ever was, proceeds. There dwells God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit united as one, and infinitely dear and incomprehensible and mutual and eternal love. There dwells God the Father, who is the Father of mercies, and so the Father of love, who so loved the world as to give His only begotten Son to die for it. There dwells Christ, the Lamb of God, the Prince of Peace and of Love, who so loved the world that He shed His blood and poured out His soul unto death for men. There dwells a great Mediator, through whom all the divine love is expressed toward men, and by whom the fruits of that love have been purchased, and through whom they are communicated, and through whom love is imparted to the hearts of all God's people. There dwells Christ in both his natures, to human and divine, sitting on the same throne with the Father, and there dwells the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of divine love, in whom the very essence of God, as it were, flows out, and is breathed forth in love, and by whose immediate influence all holy love is shed abroad in the hearts of all the saints on earth, and in heaven, there in heaven, this infinite fountain of love, this eternal three-in-one, is set open without any obstacle to hinder access to it, as it flows forever. There this glorious God is manifested, and shines forth in full glory, in beams of love. And there this glorious fountain forever flows forth in streams, yea, in rivers of love and delight. And these rivers swell, as it were, to an ocean of love, in which the souls of the ransom may bathe with the sweetest enjoyment, and their hearts, as it were, be deluged with love. If you would be in the way to the world of love, see that you live a life of love to God, and love to men. All of us hope to have a part in the world of love hereafter, and therefore we should cherish the spirit of love, and live a life of holy love here on earth. This is a way to be like the inhabitants of heaven, who are now confirmed in love forever. Only in this way can you be like them in excellence, and loveliness, and like them too in happiness and rest and joy. By living in love in this world, you may be like them, also in sweet and holy peace, and thus have on earth the foretastes of heavenly pleasures and delights. Thus also, you may have a sense of the glory of heavenly things, as of God, in Christ, in holiness, and your heart be disposed and opened by holy love to God, and by the spirit of peace and love to men, to a sense of the excellence and sweetness of all that is to be found in heaven. Thus shall the windows of heaven be as it were opened, so that its glorious light shall shine in upon your soul. Thus you may have the evidence of your fitness for that blessed world, and that you are actually on the way to its possession, and being thus made ready through grace for the inheritance of the saints and light, when a few more days shall have passed away, you shall be with them in their blessedness forever. Happy, thrice happy those who shall thus be found faithful to the end, and then shall be welcome to the joy of their Lord. There they shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Revelation 7, verses 16 and 17.